It's Get Well Wednesday. Yes, it's National Kidney Month. And Dr. Griffin P. Rogers is back, civil and guy.
Welcome back, Doc.
He's director of the National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease. And March is National Kidney Month. Dr. Rogers is back today to share some more information about chronic kidney disease and its main causes. Okay, so no sodas and what else?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. You know, diabetes and high blood pressure are the most common causes of kidney disease, and chronic kidney disease is estimated to be a bit more common in women than in men.
Really?
So, yeah, and so early kidney disease usually doesn't have any symptoms. So our institute, NIDDK, is, during this month, encouraging people with diabetes and high blood pressure, heart disease, or a family history of heart failure, particularly African Americans who are at higher risk, to take action to prevent kidney disease, to get tested for kidney disease, to join family and friends and communities to promote kidney health. And in particular, we're encouraging women who have a greater risk of developing kidney disease to promote healthy lifestyle habits.
Why is that? Why are women more,
likely to develop it? Well, yeah. Kidney disease is the ninth leading cause of death in American women. It affects 16 million women in the United States. Chronic kidney disease occurs about 16% versus 14%. And the reason may be that the prevalence of obesity is slightly higher in women, 38% versus 34%. They have a slightly higher prevalence of diabetes. And then, you know, for good news, women live longer than men. And now, so over time, there will be more women with the disease.
Now, you say you don't, sometimes you don't get the early signs. I remember the last time you won, one that stuck with me was blood in the urine.
Right, right. So, you know, you have two functioning kidneys. They're about the size of your fist, and they're right in the lower part of your back. And you can have damage to your kidneys to the extent that three-quarters of them, so one entire kidney and a half of the other one, can be damaged before one actually develops symptoms. This makes sense because that's why you're able to donate a kidney. You only need half of one to really function. But as that disease becomes more progressive, you start to have symptoms like, you know, because the kidneys have to filter water and waste products, you start to retain fluid. You become lethargic. You more fatigued. Your exercise tolerance is lower, and that's the symptoms. But we don't want it to get to there. If you have a family history, if you're African American, if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, we want you to get tested, because if you test and you detect it, and it's a simple test, you can start on medication and lifestyle changes, which can prevent the progression to end-stage kidney disease, where you'll need either dialysis or transplant to live.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Rogers, I have a friend that had a kidney replaced, and they kept the old one in there. That's healthy?
Well, it's usually mostly scar tissue, and it depends, again, what the cause of the kidney disease is, but oftentimes it can use that kidney that's remaining in there as a scaffold, something to attach.
Okay.
So, yeah. In the future, we hope with research that we'll be able to, there's still some remaining normal cells in that kidney, to begin to regenerate those normal tissues in order to use that to replace some of the kidney function. But research is going to have to do a lot between now and then before we can move in that direction.
But there's been a lot done in terms of transplants, hasn't there?
Well, absolutely. There's been a whole lot done in terms of transplant, in terms of the survival of those transplants, and trying to maintain good functioning of those transplants with time.
So, Doc, what are some of the preventative options for kidney disease?
Preventive options would include, obviously, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, maintaining a healthy weight. Obviously, if you have high blood pressure or diabetes, reaching the goals set by you and your healthcare provider, and getting sleep. You know, I would just mention this. And I know I'm talking to a group. I've been with you guys at 5 o'clock in the morning. But
you know who you're talking to.
That's so important.
So we should all have kidney problems right now? After doing 25 years of this?
There you go. Get tested.
What if we eat more kidney beans? Eating more kidney beans won't work?
Kidney beans are good. I'm not sure it's going to be good for your kidneys, but that's certainly a good way to get your fiber in.
If you got questions for the doctor, Dr. Griffin Rogers is going to be around for the next hour. You can text him your questions at 646464, National Kidney Month. Thanks, Doc.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.